You might know him as a part of the live band of Canadian artist Lights, but also for his own work. He sings, plays keyboard, but most of all, guitar. And he's a master on a pretty unusual instrument called the theremin. I'm talking about Aaron Tyler Grant. Hi, Aaron.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm fine. So tell me, is Alive as a musician as rock and roll as we think it is?
That's a tough question. Probably not as rock and roll as you would think, no.
No sex and drugs all the time backstage?
No.
Okay. Yeah, you have seen a lot of the world by touring. You came to Europe, you've been to Australia, and you've seen Canada and the US multiple times. Are there some remarkable differences in how a country treats you as an artist?
No, I think we've been treated really well everywhere we've gone, luckily.
Nice.
Which has been nice, yeah.
Yeah, and in terms of like backstage, do they always give you like the local specialty to eat, for instance?
No, not really. It's been pretty consistent. Like, it's been pretty much the same thing everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, like fruit and vegetables. We try and get fruit and vegetables and you know, they give us chips and pop and stuff.
Nice. So everything you really need.
Yeah.
All right. And the crowd, like the fans, are they acting differently from countries?
No, I wouldn't say so. I would say that Lights fans in general are pretty polite. You know, nobody gets out of hand really at a Lights show, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty, everybody's really nice, actually.
Oh, that's pretty good. And, No, you go ahead.
I think if we were a punk rock band, it'd probably be a bit more rowdy.
Yeah. And when you're touring, do you have, like, backstage rituals?
The only one that I can think of is, we usually just get together and like, in a circle and just, kind of, you know, get pumped up before we go on, I guess.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean? Like we all kind of put our arms around each other and then.
Yeah. Keep his good spirit alive, I suppose.
Yeah.
And I can imagine that you've had lots of adventures as an artist. And what's a story that you will never forget?
Story that I'll never forget. There's a band from Canada that's quite famous, and in the 80s. And my best friend does live sound for them now,
mm-hmm.
and they're still touring around. And I got to play drums with the singer a couple of years ago, and that's something that at the time it was a big deal to me.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And you've also mentioned something before, like how you met Maury, the drummer of Lights Live Band. What's the story behind that?
Well, when I moved away from my parents' house, I think I was 17, I moved to a town called Nanaimo on Vancouver Island. And I didn't know anybody there. I saw some posters around town for like a jam session at a local youth center sort of thing. I didn't know anybody, so I thought, oh, I might as well go there and maybe I'll meet some musicians.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there and I showed up with my guitar and a little amplifier, and And there was nobody there. There was a bunch of, I think there was about four or five teenagers. And so they were like, oh, hey, there's someone here for the jam. And there was no other musicians. And it was a little awkward, but they were like, oh, yeah, you can come in here. And they brought me into this room. And then they just all kind of stared at me and said, oh, yeah, and then you can play right here. And so I started playing guitar, and they were all just kind of staring at me. And I thought it was really strange and awkward. And they were like, I would play, they would be like, oh, can you play this song? And I would play it. And then they would be like, oh, that's great. And then they would clap and stuff. And it was really awkward and funny. And I was like, is there any other musicians coming down? And they're like, well, Maury said he was going to come down. And I was like, oh, okay. And they were like, oh, Maury's awesome. Like, Maury's the best guitar player in the whole city and all this stuff. And so I'm like, oh, okay. And they kept on talking about him. And then and it seemed like I was probably there for about an hour just playing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And then Maury walked in. And it's almost like they treated him like he was already a rock star. And he kind of walked in and I met him, and then he was like, oh yeah. And he kind of grabbed my guitar. Like he was like, oh, can I try that out? And he grabbed my guitar and he played a bunch of licks on it and stuff. And then he kind of just left. And then I was kind of stuck there with the kids. Like, he was probably only there for about 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he bolted. And then I was there for about 5 more minutes. And I was like, this is awkward. So then I just left. But that was when I met Maury, yeah.
Oh, but eventually you just became friends after all.
Well, yeah. I just met him that one night. And then I totally forgot about him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to this musician's used instrument sale, and I saw him again, and we kind of acknowledged each other, and then I actually helped him sell a drum set at this musician's used sale,
mm-hmm.
used instrument sale, and I helped him move a drum set into this woman's car for him, that he sold this drum set to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that woman ended up being the bass player in our first band.
Oh.
Which was kind of, and none of us knew each other at the time. Like years later, I was playing in another band with the woman. And then I wanted to start my own band, so I asked the woman to be my bass player. Then, and somehow I don't know how I had run into Maury again, but I'd run into Maury maybe on the street just walking around, and I asked him to be the drummer. And then, that was my first band ever.
Wow. Well, so many coincidences.
Yeah, and The only way that we pieced it together about the drums, like about her buying the drum set, was we were over at her house,
mm-hmm.
like years later, and we saw the drum set, and we were like, whoa, that's the drum set. And Maury was like, that's my first drum set.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And then
yeah,
eventually you just ended up, after all, at Lights Band as well.
Yeah, after... The first band, we broke up, and then I was in a band on drums, and Maury was the guitar player, and Maury sang and played guitar in a band, and then we had another band that was like an 80s rock, like an 80s pop tribute band called Radio Star, and then... we did that for about 3 years, or 2 or 3 years together.
Yeah.
And then Maury moved out to Toronto,
mm-hmm.
And then we kept in touch. And then when the Lights And then when they wanted to add a fourth member in Lights, Maury really pushed for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Lights just kind of took Maury's word that I would be good enough.
Yeah.
And then they flew me out and I kind of was part of the band.
Yeah. And so it all happened. I think you guys were meant to be to play together.
I do believe that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty cool. Well, thank you so much for this little chat, all the way from Vancouver, by the way. And what are your plans for the future?
Well, I'm actually working on a country record.
Oh, right, cool. Now. Nice.
It'll be quite different.
All right. I'm pretty excited to hear that. And maybe we'll see you along the way touring Europe or another country soon.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.